Blog Talk Radio. The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide radio broadcast, Yahuwah's Radio is now on the air. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Deep Dark Sands of the Bible, part number 19. And we're going to go find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast. And we'll see can we go from there after we follow his lead, our elder. So we're going to find him first, and we'll get back, and we see one thing about it. The international side is packed jam over 700,000 is ready to go. Over 700,000 on the international side is ready to go. So those that, remember, take notes. A lot of information will be revealed in the series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Deep Dark Secrets, Deep Dark Sands of the Bible. Because everything that's sealed must be revealed in this series. And you got to know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are cursed in the eyes of your mighty one. Why? Because he only deals with the people that have a name, a biblical name. And everybody in that biblical name is supposed to know one thing. Everybody exists today. I don't care what name you up under. You have a biblical name with the Bible, and your bloodline is still here today. You got it? Good. No say on that. We're going to find the elder, Mr. Tibbs, and bring him in. And we'll see what he got, what the Almighty will put on him to bring to the table on unlocking the biblical mysteries, deep, dark sands of the Bible, take number 19. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah beat you there, see right here.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, as you dwell. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
All right there, I heard the word. One thing about it, the fox tail has been lit. The curtain hell went up. And our biggest thing now, the Almighty is saying, he said, now, if you want to know how to get back and get myself helping you, that was the Almighty saying, then you got to follow my steps that what I did. Now, what the Almighty did when he came and became 30 years old and plus, he selected them 12 men. And he didn't say nothing to the 12 of us together. And that's why it's so important to understand one thing. If you want to know the next move of Yahuwah, you must get 12 on one accord, and you got to rehearse the righteous act. So when they got the 12 together, they rehearsed the righteous act. And that same thing we got to do in camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got to get 12 together, and you got to come together for 1 hour, according to Matthew 26, verse 40. Come together and just communicate among yourselves. So the platform is open for you. You just got to bring the bodies in. Never said on that. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock, but you got to tell this national audience, come on.
Once again, I would definitely have to say, Yahweh is here, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to do one thing, to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And you always hear me say, that's a good thing, because we all have came to hear things that most of us listening can hear, but some never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Some came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. They're all over the place. This is called the misinformed. They can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. Sometimes we talk about precepts to give people an idea of what that is. They need to look it up because they get that confused too. We're given the knowledge to know that there's those out there that camouflage their evil and mostly confused teachings and use an overly loud bump-the-gums contest for righteous learning. And you even find those turning the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons against those that even know. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching. Christianity, teaching you what that's all about. And we welcome and thank you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word. And we're often asked, how do you guys get this much information out of this one book? I read the whole Bible from front to back, and I can't get that much information out of it. Sometimes we have to laugh, but this is all serious. It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah. We even speak about your health from the Bible, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and you've now found you have to look no farther. You found it in the voices of the Tirzalites, tribe of Yadam. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Now, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under a big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Now, sometimes you have to ask yourself, does Yahuwah come down to collect tithes and offerings? Or have you forget that Yahuwah with his word creates all? is the question that remains. How is this done? How do we receive Yahweh's word that he has given us? It's through learning the protocol of the Bible. We talk about that often, what the protocol of the Bible is. So in turn, we do nothing? Well, in the book of Malachi, it reminds us of what was said. When you go to chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, it says in verse 9, "You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." 10, "Bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now wherein, said the Yahweh of hosts, I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall be not room enough to receive it." Well, you know, on this note, a man of wisdom asked me, "Elder Tibbs, do you really know, after talking about this, what tithes, offering, and alms means?" I says, "Yes." And I think most of you might remember me mentioning this before. He says, "Let me explain something and give you a verse to take with you." He gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3, where he said, "There can be no good that come to him or her that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms." Well, that made quite a bit of sense to me, because you have to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. Now, this is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also for building the school, which I can see on a daily basis in my travels, that a school is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio stations, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, we even have a calendar. Check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call or leave messages on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But now, in me saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. You have to remember what it says in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. Be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. Even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear that discouraging dial tone. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words to get there, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. At that point, you can choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. On another note, during our normal Blood Talk broadcast, we are also transmitting on Paltalk. On Paltalk, it can be logged in by phone, on your tablet, or computer. Just download the Paltalk app, and we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and you'll find this room will hold over 50 or more people. That's right. It will hold more than 50 people online. And this is where Yahweh's Word will also be working for your Bible education online. There are the answers on the table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing as shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broadtalk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Paltalk. Yahweh be with you all. Well, one note to remember. When we are given the scriptures to speak by this ear, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion, as we have a reminder of that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches or covenants of the saints." Because when we do this, we are keeping the scriptures in mind. But when you find someone trying to win that bump the gums contest, you miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. So we can start this learning process. Let's turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right there, Elder. Hallelujah, Yahweh. As a matter of fact, if you are spreading books out a little bit because there are a lot of things to cover today. You know, according to these memos, and this message by the WCC is repeated again. Seer, is you going to touch on Enoch walk with God? Enoch walk with God. Well, we never forgot about Enoch walk with God. We will definitely touch on Enoch walk with God. We'll take care of that. We don't know what we're going to take care of, but what we know we're going to take care of is seeing who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode, take number 19. And if we get an opportunity, we will touch on Enoch walk with God. What do that mean by Enoch walk with God? With God. Well, see, that has a double meaning to it. And you got two ways to understand your Bible, WCC, or 500 million members, 500,000 million members. Now, when you walk, there's two ways to look at it. The Bible has two meanings, a double meaning, spiritually and worldly. It's how you look at it, and we'll talk about that as this lesson unfolds. See, the Bible was given to a people, but this people do not know that something was given to them, but they lost it, and they don't know they lost it. And see, it's amazing that, think about this, if you have lost something and don't know you have lost it, and somebody else know you lost something, who got an advantage? But you don't think that you have lost nothing. The other people know that you have lost something. And whatever they can put into the system to keep you away from He becomes clear that you have lost something. Because once you correct and find what you have lost, you might find out that something that somebody has got belonged to you. And once you clear about it, it automatically come back to you and they lose. So, you know, it's a lot of things. You know, I'm just throwing some on the table. But right now we're going to see who's going to be on besides our elder coming on stage. We see the young lion ready to go. I'm going to touch on the WCC. But let's bring our young lion in and see if he's ready to holler in that microphone on tape 19. So, Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you there. See Israel. Of see Rook. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young lion. Sound like you energetic, ready to go, and that's a great thing. Because we all got to give it our all. And we never know, it can be our all. And give it our all, because any day can be your last. One thing about it, you want to make sure you step out of this thing knowing that you gave your all. And you got to know that you gave your all. Don't be lukewarm in this business right here. And we'll show you some keys that you must know. And once you start understanding this thing, a lot of the blockages that you have, you say, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. Man, I didn't know that. Good. All right, let's see what's going to be on stage with the elders. Brother Micaiah. Mother E. Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. We got three mothers in Camp 1. All of them is on page one on doing one thing, advancing this ministry along with other five, six camps, and make sure we all on the right direction. That's it. That's the game changer. Make sure we all on the right direction. We got to be on the right direction going forward. Hey, Mother E, Tribe of Yahweh Judah, Yahweh BJC Royal.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother E. See, Mother E, we got to make sure that we all get on that same page. Mm-hmm. And the same page is the way that the Almighty set it up. First of all, he set up 12. And he didn't say nothing to the 12 until they got together as one. And that's what we got to do, Mother. We got to get 12 out of every camp, all six camps. We got to get them where they come together, according to 26 verse 40, on one of these networks, Pal Talk. And according to Elder just said earlier, he said, well, he said, if 12 want to come in and holler in the microphone, come on to Pal Talk and rev back and talk a little bit. That's what I just heard from Elder a minute ago. So we got to get together for the 12 to just sit there and talk some 1 hour. And in 1 hour, we'll see what Yahweh got to say in that 1 hour. Because we got to find out, Mother E. We got to find out what's going on. That 1 hour is very important. So Elder did say, now Elder made a final statement. I want to repeat that statement one more time. He said, if you got a computer, hey, yo, what steps did you say, I don't care what device you have. Come back one more time, Elder. So it's no code to do anything. All you got to have is a tablet, a computer, your telephone, and to get in Pal Talk, come back one more time, Elder, and bring that one more time, because so happened Mother D of Israel have came to the room, and we want to be clear that how to get into that room and start listening for 1 hour. Come back, Elder, again. You on the clock. Come on, Elder. Come on.
Okay, Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Now, sometimes I get the word in me, I forget what I have said. I have to recall what was given me. Now, I did say, you need to download the Pal Talk app. First of all, either on your tablet, computer, or your cell phone. Now, some of the people have the Pal Talk app on their cell phones anyway, and some even have it on their tablets. The app is what makes things come alive. Or if you fill out the app, then you'll be able to get into Pal Talk. Once in Pal Talk, what you're going to do is look for ethnic group and African American. And right away, you're going to see Voices of the True Israelites down the list, Tribe of Yadav. And when you click there, you'll be right in the room. Once again, download the Pal Talk app on your cell phone, your tablet, or your computer. And once you set it up, you'll be able to get right into the room with the two steps. Look for ethnic group, African American. And then you'll find Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll be right into the room. You can either type your message there once you get into the room on the line that's available. Or if you're not going to type a message, you can even click the microphone when the program's over and come to the mic. And I did say the room will hold up to a maximum of 50 people. We already had verified that along with some of our people from the ministry. So it will hold a lot of people in the room and will work the way I explained. So I guess that's it. Pass the program back to you, Sia.
So the room will hold the 12 anointed out of Camp 1. And that's where it starts at. So Camp 1, that room will hold all 12 of those that got that black book in Camp 1. So, and it's no special thing to do no more what the elders say. Just open it up, look for African American, then look for what it said, African American, and whatever he said. He said some good stuff already.
Okay.
So you heard what he said.
First step is look for ethnic group. Ethnic group is where you will find your African American. Ethnic group, African American, then we'll get to the Voices of the True Israelites. And it'll hold 12 plus three times that.
Excellent. All right. So the elder has spoken. And so that's and one thing about it, and that's what it's all about. So the elder has spoken. And we'll see one thing about it. See, the seer have to watch everything from the page of the book. So he knows that the next step will be the 12 talking 1 hour. Come to the microphone, say something. Release the microphone. Somebody respond for 1 hour. Y'all got it? Good. Enough said on that. All right, let's see if we find Mother D up Israel. Because she said, listen, seer, I didn't holler in the microphone yesterday. So I didn't holler in the microphone. Day before yesterday, or was it yesterday? I don't know. Time is getting. Was he on the airway yesterday? We were, huh? I mean, who's them passed already? Day is Wednesday, Mother. Hey, Marie, day Wednesday? What day?
Right. Today Wednesday.
Right. All right. Thank you, Mo. Mother D of Israel, Yahweh BJLC, Royal.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother D of Israel. Well, Mother D of Israel, we whatever we said yesterday, and I got the message on the WCC. They wants me to take a look at this Enoch. So we don't know what we're going to do, but I know one thing we're going to do after that hallelujah, Yahweh. Hey, Paul Micaiah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on there. Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's exactly right. The righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour. But who is the you? Who is the you? That's the point. He will teach you in the same hour. That's over there. So how do we apply ourselves to he going to teach you in that very same hour? How do we apply ourselves? Let's go look at Exodus chapter 14, verse 3. Let's see something we got to do to apply ourselves for he will hear you that very same hour, young lion. What do we got to do in Exodus chapter 14, verse 3?
Book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse number 3. Verse 3 reads, "For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in."
That's all we get out of that. I need a little bit more. So Pharaoh is going to say that the children of Israel have been shut in. That's pretty good. But I need a little bit more out of that, young lion. I need a little bit more. And Pharaoh will say, children of Israel have been shut in. So in that 14th chapter, look very careful at verse number 13. Look at that 14:13 real carefully. Now, we read verse 3. That's good. But now let's look at verse 13. What did 13 say?
Okay, the book of Exodus, 14, verse number 13. Verse 13 reads, "And Moses said unto the people, fear you not, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahweh, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever."
Yeah. So he's saying, see, we stand still to see the salvation of the Mighty One. And he said, if you stand still, that's what Moses told the children of Israel. That's leadership telling you what must we do. What must we do? See, leadership got to be in position to tell the peoples, what must I do? And Moses told them, because see, Pharaoh had already said in his mind to his people, the children of Israel, they don't got shut up. They all got set up. So this right here, this is a job for a butcher, not a master surgeon. But that was a setup. So children of Israel got to. Now, he ain't saying about no children of Israel. He said, stand still. He ain't saying about no children of Israel. You right. You're right, New York. Mr. Catholic Church, he ain't saying about no children of Israel. You're right. You're absolutely right. He didn't say it. So you know what I got to do? I got to precept the Bible behind that, because you're right. He didn't say nothing about no children of Israel. Because I know you're going to say something different. So what we're going to do, we're going to precept that there. Let's see, is he talking to the children of Israel about stand still and see the salvation of Yahweh? So now what we're going to do, WCC, and the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, we're going to peep and see what is he talking about by doing one thing, precepting your Bible. See, if you can precept your Bible, whatever said, it'll paint itself out into a clear picture. That's if you follow the rules and regulations. Now, let's see what it says about this salvation. The big dignitary said nothing about no children of Israel. We're going to precept that to Jeremiah 3:23 there, young mind. Let's see, can we find out exactly what did it say?
And we're going over to the book of Jeremiah. We're going to read chapter 3. And we're going to read verse number 23. The book of Jeremiah. We're going to chapter 3. And we want to read verse number 23. Verse 23 reads, truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly in Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is the salvation of Israel.
Salvation is of who?
Israel.
Salvation is of Israel. So there is a death, the Roman Catholic Church out of New York. Salvation is of Israel. There's a death. And then, and since then, all of a sudden, this man came into the body in 1524 of Matthew's. And what did he say in 1524 of Matthew's there, young man? What did he say in 1524 of the book of Matthew's?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Matthew. And we want to read chapter 15. We're going to pick it up at verse number 24. Going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 15, we're going to read verse 24. 24 reads, and he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
So, again, he said, when I came in the body, I was sent to the lost sheep of the family, the nation of Israel. And what he said in 18, verse 11, and he said, I'm sent to them, and what kind of reward he have in 18, 11 of the book of Matthew? Same book, 18, 11, what has he got for the lost sheep of the family of Israel in 18, verse 11?
Okay, we're going over to the book of Matthew. We're going to read chapter 18, verse number 11. The book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse number 11. Read. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
So he came to give salvation and save it in a change. So he came to give this salvation and to save them that are lost. So now, so then a prayer came in 167 to 72. A prayer came. Now, you see what we got so far? We got save them that's lost. We got salvation to Israel and save them that's lost. I came for the lost sheep of the family of Israel. And now a prayer is being made in the behalf of the seer. Luke chapter 1, 67 to 72. Let's listen at this, what they want to be saved from. So when somebody said, well, I've been saved for 30 years or 40 years, I've been saved all my life. But you got to ask them a question. What have you been saved from? Because the death of being saved is the prayer of your forefathers and mothers in 167 to 72 there, young line. What's the prayer of your forefathers praying to the Almighty?
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 67 down to 72.
See what he says, Luke 1, 67 to 72. Come on there, young line, come on.
Luke chapter 1, verse 67 reads, and his father, Zechariah, was filled with the righteous spirit and prophesied, saying, 68, blessed be Yahuwah of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. 69, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Verse 70, as he spake by the mouth of his righteous spirit, which have been since the world began. Verse 71, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Verse 72, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his righteous covenant.
So who hated us, if we can read, who hated us? Hey, Mother E, who hated us, Mother E, that we can read in the 27th chapter, first number 41 of Genesis? So now, the prayer was to Yahweh, save us from our enemy that hate us. So now, who hate us that we can read? Who hate us, Mother, that we can read? We're going to the Genesis 27, verse 41. Can we read about somebody that we can read that hate us? You on the clock, come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob, Israel. No. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, the day of mourning for my father are at hand. Then shall I slay my brother Jacob.
So the children of Israel wanted to be saved from their enemies, and their closest enemy was
they
brother. Mother dear of Israel. So sometimes your closest enemy, it can be your brother. Your closest enemy can be your sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody always jugging at you, jugging at you when you was a child, your midi, and still jugging at you. Sometimes you got to realize, sometimes your closest enemy can be one of your closest relatives to you. All my life you've been jugging at me. You've been jugging at me ever since I can remember. And you ain't changed yet. So you see, we have to recognize sometimes, but the prayer was to be saved from his enemy. So even in the time of Genesis, thousands of years later, the prayer was the same thing. Save me from my enemy. So all of a sudden, today, you've been duked down so bad, well, now you ain't got no enemies. You see? So when you read the Bible, it tells you that your brother is your closest enemy. He dug you in your foundation. He was growing up. Even thousands of years later, he's jugging you. But all of a sudden now, everybody's kumbaya now. You see, that's what we keep saying. Things don't line up when you read this book. Whether you apologize, whether you donate, I don't care what you do. If this spirit is put on a person, you have to recognize what the Bible's saying. See? So Mother, in the 35th chapter, Mother E, of Ezekiel, let's find out exactly if this is a continuation of this hatred. We go on to Ezekiel, Mother E, and I want to know if this is a continuation. Because, see, you know, we have a tendency to do things, and that's why you see the Bible would never be a decision-making. It always would be a temporary band-aid thing. Look what what it said that we can read, Mother? In Ezekiel 35, verse 5-7. We're going to Ezekiel 35, 5-7. Listen what he got written, and he's talking to Ezekiel. He says, Ezekiel is here. He said, are you the man of the hour right now? He said, yes. He said, just put this down in writing. He said, I'm going to wait on who's going to really examine these verses right here. That the prophecy way back there in the 27th chapter, verse 41, says, Esau say, in the morning of our father over with, I'm going to slay my brother because I hate me some Jacob. And we ran that. Then we went all the way on the right side of the book and read that they prayer was the same thing. But now we come back to the seer in Ezekiel 35 and look at 5 down to verse 7. What does it say there, Mother?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, verse 5-7. Verse 5. Because thou hast had a perpetual hate and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Verse 6, therefore, as I live, says Yahweh, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee, says the Yahweh. Since thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Verse 7, thus will I make mourn Sarah, Esau, okay, most desolate, and cut off from it him that passed passes out and him that returns.
And mother, and what are you gonna use in verse number 8? Now what are you gonna be doing all this? How is the Almighty gonna do all this in verse 8?
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 8. And I will fill his mountain with his slain men, in thou hills, and in your valleys, and in all your rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword.
All this trying to have somebody to repent and apologize, you don't really want no apology anyway. So you don't really want no apology. You don't really want, regardless, you don't want no apology. See? Because you already know any opportunity you get, the Bible going to show your hand on what you really own. And we go out our way, and well, we say, well, we'll donate this, we'll do this, we'll take community hours in, we'll sit up under your people's. That don't make no difference. That's why we got to be able to not hear a subject and go into this Bible, but we got to get our frame of mind right. I ain't forgot about that, WCC, about Enoch. I ain't forgot about that. But we got to get our frame of mind in order. And you got to stand still to see the salvation of YHWH, Israel. And that's the only name that you got to carry, the name that the man gave you. When you take away or add to the name he gave you, you're breaking away from the blessing that he gave you. Because Mother Dear of Israel, he talked to he 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 talked plainly on what is a blessing. And we, in last night's lesson, we found out what is a curse. So you're not going to never be in your full capacity until you recognize what is a blessing for you and what is a curse for you. Although you might be skinny plenty and can find your $10, but you will never be at your potentials until you line up with this Bible. Now, in number 6, Mother D.F. Israel, a profound statement was written in 622 down the verse. Now, we're going to examine what was said to the children of Israel, the Israelites. It was something to tell them how you going to have them to kick it. And let's see exactly what was written in the tables of the foundation in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. Mother D.F. Israel, come on.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Verse 22 reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 23, "Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them," 24, "Yahweh bless you and keep you," 25, "Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you," 26, "Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace," 27, "and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them."
My name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Is that new that was said? Is that when he said that my name on children of Israel, Mother, he of Israel? Where did he pull that verse from? See, this is what we're trying to tell you six anointed camps. When a statement is made, don't think it's just a new statement is made. Or it might be the foundation, but that statement is also picked up and reminded of. When it was said, put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. The name Israel is the son's spiritual name that came out of heaven. So when he came down here, he came in his father's name, I-H-W-H. But the name Israel carries a blessing. Don't you want a blessing on you? You're not at your fullest potential until you understand one thing. You ain't got to go to the power to be to do nothing. I hear you, Mosey. It's no Mosey. Mosey says, "See, I'm getting ready. I'm about ready to take off already." Well, okay. Hold on that, Mosey. Let me get a little bit more foundation on Mosey. Now, so what was I saying? Well, whatever I was saying, Mosey said, I'm getting ready to see it, so I got that real plain. Mother, go to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. And listen to this, 9 through 14. Deuteronomy 28, 9 down to verse 14. Listen to this conversation right here. And tell me, did Moses pick back up on what he ordained Aaron and his son to do, put my name on children of Israel, and I will bless him. So he rehearsing the righteous act in the 28th chapter, verse 9 to 14. What he saying that, Mother D of Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 9 to 14. Mm-hmm. Verse 9. Yahweh shall establish you, have righteous people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you. If thou shalt keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, and walk in his way. Verse 10, and all the peoples of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. 11, and Yahweh shall make you plenteous in good and in fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, and the land which Yahweh swear unto your father to give you. Verse 12, Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasures, the heavens to give the rain unto your land and his season, and to bless all the works of thine hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. 13, and Yahweh shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken, listen unto the Torah instructions of Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you this day, to observe and to do them. 14, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after
now
others. False Yahweh to serve them.
Now, you know, this Bible, this is the greatest piece of literature it is. Now, I don't see that anybody catch this. Now, remember, the WCC said for the last 2 or 3 days, they was wanting me to take a look at what that means about what Enoch did. And so happened that question was on table for the last 2 or 3 lessons. Now, Mother, read verse 10 and 13 one more again. Read verse 10 and 13 again. Now, I'm going to see something. See, sometimes, remember, I'm telling you something. If you just stay in this Bible, you know, Yahweh make it so plain where everybody else got to pay tons of money to do so much things. And the Bible is so plain, but it's something you got to do to be able to receive this Bible. You know, you can have all the Bible studies you want, the studies you want, but something you got to do, like the question by the WCC want to know, what that mean by Enoch's walk with God. That's what he say. You know. Oh, okay, the mighty one. Okay. Walk with the mighty one. Okay, WCC. You walk with the mighty one. Okay, good. Now, Mother going to read verse 10 and 13 again. Now, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you when y'all establish that room and all 12 come together. Because, see, the Bible will answer everything that you need to know. But until you 12 come together in one room and then and put your 1 hour in, then these things going to come up. And then you're going to be able to rehearse the righteous act by doing that 5:11 in the book of Judges. Watch what will Moses going to bring out in Deuteronomy 28, verse 10 and 13. What does it say?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 10 and verse 13. Verse 10. And all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. Verse 13. And Yahweh shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. If that you hearken, listen unto the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which I...
I'll miss something, mother. And I heard it real plainly.
Verse
so maybe just come back and read me 9. Thank you, young man. Excellent. So, see, like that's why I keep telling you. I keep telling you, on that point. Now, you heard my good conversation. Hey, but hey, Mother E, what it tells us in the book called Acts 15:15. Hey, Mother E, can you help those see out in Acts 15:15?
Okay. The book of Acts.
Yes, ma'am. Can you help the old seer out and Acts 15:15? Can you help the old seer out a little bit?
The book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 15. Mm-hmm. Three. The word of the seer, as it is written.
So don't believe anybody, even the seer. On time you're supposed to believe the old seer when he show you what, mother?
What's written? As it is written. The word.
What's written? That's right.
The
what's
word.
Written? That's it.
As it is written.
That's right.
The word.
Look. Look here. Show me something. Now, look here. Show me something that's written. That's what I want to hear. See, I can support that. That's written. So don't have me talk some talk and I can't bag it up, because then you have me with opinion. And opinion is just like re-in. Everybody can get in on an opinion, because everybody got a re-in. See, you don't want to do that. So now, young Lion was listening real good, and he know I didn't want 10, I wanted verse 9. Read verse 9, that mother D.F. is. Read verse 9. See, that's what I like. I like when they are paying attention plainly. So what we want is verse number 9. So see, there's a question on the table. But number 9 just said what? Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, what did verse 9 say?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 9. Yahuwah shall establish you a righteous people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if thou shalt keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and walk in his way.
And do what, mother? Look
walk
aloud,
in his
do
way.
What?
Walk in his way.
Walk in his way.
Hallelujah.
So you got to walk. So now, since I don't got to happen now, and you know, the question is from the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, saying, Big Timothy Dolan, hey, see, why don't you explain that verse right there, oh, Big Timothy Dolan. You know, y'all, you can go look up that big dignitary out of New York, Big Timothy Dolan. He's the head man out of New York. Matter of fact, one day he might be the Pope. He might be the next Pope around, oh, Big Timothy Dolan. Now, out of his big-time organization, everybody monitors the voices of a true Israelite. Everybody wants to hear what voices of a true Israelite. Now, question on the table, what do this mean, seer, about Genesis 5:24? Now, let's see. Now, watch how the camps of voices of a true Israelite deal with this. Let's run. Now let's go to their verse they want. Big Timothy Dolan out of New York wants this verse right here to be answered. Genesis 5:24. Now, I'm going to see, once it's read, who can answer this verse? What this verse means? Listen real carefully. Hey, Mother Z, be listening real carefully, Mother Z. Watch this right here. Genesis 5:24. Bring it. Titus, Kaya.
The book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, and Enoch walked with Yahuwah, and he was not, for Yahuwah took him.
Mm-hmm.
Now who won't take a shot at Enoch walked with Yahuwah, and Yahuwah took it. That's big talk of death. Enoch walked with Yahuwah, and Yahuwah took him.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Elder. Hey, Al Elder, you want to take a shot at that, Elder? Elder, Mr. Tears, want to take a shot at that? Enoch walked with Yahuwah and was taken. Want to take a shot at that, Elder? Saying, W. Yeah, we're going to meet the L. Listen to Mosey. Come on, Mosey. Come on to the microphone and break that down. Hey, Mosey. Come on, break that down, Mosey. What's that mean? In Genesis 5:24. Come on, Mosey. Mosey, listen. Let me break this thing down. What that mean by Enoch walked with the mighty one? What that mean, Mosey? Come on, Mosey.
I don't have a scripture.
Okay. You don't have a scripture? Okay,
no,
that's
I don't have
not all we do. Well, we just got through reading it, Mother. When it was read, we just got through reading it, Mother. D.F. Israel, 28 verse 9. Let's see. Let's see 28 verse 9 and 13. Hey, Mother, D of Israel, read that verse again, 28, verse 9 and 13. Read that verse again, that Mother.
Deuteronomy.
Yes, ma'am, read that verse again.
Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 9 and verse 10. Verse 9.
Verse 13.
Yahuwah.
9 and 13.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 9 and verse 13. Verse 9. Yahuwah shall establish you as righteous people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you. If you shall keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and walk in his ways. Verse 13. And Yahuwah shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken, listen unto the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, which I command this day, to observe and to do them.
So according to verse 9, Mother dear of Israel, and what is the relationship of verse 13? What is 9 saying about this walk? Because, you know, you might tell somebody, come walk with me. Hey, grandbaby, come walk with me. But you might be talking on a spiritual level. See, they might think it's currently, hey, come walk with me. Okay, let me get my shoes on. You might say, no, I ain't talking about get your shoes on. I want you to come walk with me over here at this table. You see? Mm-hmm. So it's two ways that in the world look at it based upon Enoch walked. So how did Enoch walk with Mother D, F Israel, Mother E, Mother Z? How did, according to verse 13, how did Enoch walk with Yahuwah? According to verse 9 and 13.
He walked in the Torah instruction.
Hey, Mother D of Israel, you said it like, you know how a teacher put your hand out and hit you on that ruler? You like you pray to getting hit on the wrist with that thing. You know, stick your hand out, let me hit you, because you ain't talking right. So now you got to boldly tell us what's going on before there's 700,000 on the international side. What? Enoch walked with Yahweh. How did he walk with Yahweh boldly in verse number 13?
By keeping the Torah instruction.
Excellent. That's how Enoch walked with Yahweh, by keeping the Torah instruction. Now, the big station out of New York, the big Roman Catholic Church out of New York, on the network stands here. Give me a second witness. Okay? See? This is what we try to tell you. This is what y'all must be put in, and somebody come to the microphone and say something. Brother Micaiah, let's run to 2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 5. And let's read a little bit. Now you know what the subject matter is. See, our ministry is to make the world think. You're not going to learn this unless we teach you this. But remember, we got to teach you that. That's why we said no calls, according to Errol, no calls to try to teach. We do the teaching. Because we understand what this Bible says. Now, Enoch walked with the Almighty. He walked with him. That's good. Now we precept that back forward to Deuteronomy and found he walked with the Almighty because he done what again, Mother dear of Israel?
According to verse 13, the Torah instruction. He kept the Torah instruction.
The first five books. That's how he walked with it. Now, so we're going to get a precept and by the young lion in 2 Ezra chapter 3, and we'll pick up verse 5. Let's read a little bit, and let's see, can we get a precept? Can we paint the picture? Because remember one thing, Mother Z, when you said, I don't know, but Mother E, what do it say in Micah chapter 5, chapter 3, verse 1? Hey, Mother E, what can we read out of Micah chapter 3, verse 1?
Okay. Micah chapter 3, verse 1.
Yes.
Micah chapter 3, verse 1. And
yes,
I said, Micah chapter 3, verse 1. And I said, here, I pray you, O head of Jacob, Israel, and you, prince of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
You see that? So we as the ministry, words like that supposed to never come out of our mouth. We have to fake it until we can make it. But we never said, well, we don't know. We have to make sure we hold it, because somebody gonna say the same thing and we gonna run across it. So who's supposed to know this thing according to 3 verse 1, Mother? Hey Mother E, who's supposed to know this thing according to 3 verse 1?
Okay, you said and I said, here I pray you, O head of Israel, and you princes of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment, the head, the princes?
Yeah, so who is Mother?
Israel.
Hey, Mother, who supposed to know?
Israel.
Now, get Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, they supposed to know. Our father is Israel. We're the children of Israel, the Israelite. So the buck stopped with us on whatever it is pertaining to his word. This is our message to pass on. We've been chosen to know. Now, Now, Marie, back up and give me 3:11. St. John 3:11. See, one thing about it, you got to know, and that's why we got to come together, the 12. St. John 3:11. What did it say there, Mother? Hey, Marie, okay. What does St. John 3:11 say?
St. John chapter 3, verse 11. St. John chapter 3. Oh, come on now. Verse 11. St. John chapter 3, verse 11. Truly, truly, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness.
So, Marie, we speak what we want?
No.
That's right. We speak what we know. We speak what we know. Come on, y'all lying. Give me that 2 Ezra chapter 3 and pick up verse 5 till we get our point. Listen good. 2 Ezra, this old seer was on the clock. Old Ezra, he was on the clock. Let's see what he written. In 2 Ezra chapter 3, and pick up verse 5, let's read till we get our point. Come
on. Book of 2 Ezra chapter 3, we're going to pick it up at verse number 5 and read down. Book of 2 Ezra chapter 3, verse number 5 reads, and gave a body unto Adam without soul, which was the workmanship of your hand, and did breathe into him the breath of life, and he was made living before you. Verse 6, and you led him into paradise, which your right hand had planted, before ever the earth came forth. Verse 7, and unto him you gave his commandments, laws to love your way, which he transgressed, and immediately you appointed death in him and in his generation, of whom came nations, tribes, people and kindreds out of number. Verse 8. And every people walked after their own will and did wonderful things before you and despised your law. Verse 9.
Now, hold on, young man. Look, you already said, hey, y'all listen real good. He said, verse 7 and 8. He said, you remember we read in Genesis 5:24, Enoch walked with Yahweh. And we find out he walked in for instruction. But he also said in verse 7 and 8, one more time, it was also a shady walk. But he gave them the proper walk in verse 7. What are we saying? Now Ezra rehearsing the righteous act coming out of Genesis, he's breaking down the 5:24, Enoch walked with Yahweh. Enoch walked with Yahweh. Now, we in 2 Ezra, looking back at it in verse 7. What he said in 2 Ezra, chapter 3, verse 7. What he say again, that young lion?
2 Ezra, chapter 3, verse number 7 reads, and unto him you gave his laws to love your way, which he transgressed, and immediately you appointed death in him and in his generation, of whom came nations, tribes, people, and out of nothing.
Okay, so Enoch walked with Yahweh. So what in verse 7 did he give him for him to walk with? What in verse 7 that we can read? Let's see, can we zero our eyes in on what we can read about Enoch walked with Yahweh. What can we read in 7 to help support Enoch walked with Yahweh in 5:24? What can we look at verse 7 and just pull out what that means by he walked with him in verse 7? Who going to pull that out? Come on.
And he gave him laws.
Excellent. And that same thing Mother read in the 28th chapter, verse 13. He walked with Yahweh because he followed the rules of Yahweh's Torah instruction. So he gave him laws, statutes, and commandments so that Enoch walked with him. But he made a profound statement, and we're gonna touch on that. I mean, we might want to touch on it a little bit, because like I said again, we're going to touch on it because that's the way the teaching going. Now, verse 8.
Book of Tachanesis, chapter 3, verse number 8 reads, "And every people walked after their own will and did wonderful things before you and despised your laws."
You see that? Now, you had, after the offspring came, they didn't walk in Torah instruction. They walked contrary to it and despised that. So you got two ways to walk. You can walk with his law, commandment, statute. You can walk without him. So we in captivity today because we understood that the law, statutes, and commandment was given to us to walk in it. But we chose not to walk in it. We want to walk in opposite of it, and that's why we're in the condition we're in today. So there it is right there. So then, by not walking in Yahweh's Torah instruction, first five books, then Brother Micaiah, what did Yahweh say in Genesis 6, 1, 2, and 3? You see how you can build a lesson from a lesson, from a conversation? Because every conversation that is asked of you, it is precepts in it to paint the picture. So now, the Roman Catholic Church out of New York, headed by Vic Timothy Dolan, they're going to be clear about what that means by Enoch walk with Yahweh. Then, another one in verse 8 did not walk with Yahweh. Then what did Yahweh say behind they did not walk with Yahweh as it unfolded itself in the 6th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3 of Genesis? Let's see what Yahweh says. Come on, that young lion, what did he say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 1, verse 2, and we want verse number 3. The book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 1 reads, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them," verse 2, "that the sons of Yahweh saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose." Verse 3, "And Yahweh said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
He said, "I'm going to cut this man down because my spirit will not always rest with this man. I gave this man laws, statutes, commandments to walk in him and to live, but this man will not walk in my Torah instruction, and death came in after you be disobedient." He said, so my spirit not going to always rest with this man. And what spirit are you talking about, Mother dear of Israel? What do you mean by my spirit should not always strive with this man? Now, where will we go to pull it out in Proverbs 1, 2, and 3? So where will we go and pull this out? My spirit would not always strive with this man. Because this man is not going to walk in my Torah first five books. My spirit, so otherwise my what is not going to be with him, huh, Mother? Hey, Mother dear of Israel, what can we read about that? My spirit should not always be with this man on this walk. Proverbs 1, 23.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. "Turn you at my reproofs Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my word unto you.
So what is he saying? My words will not always be with this man. This man ain't going to get, he going to clear understand on what I'm saying. Do Enoch walk with me? Because he obeyed me. Now, when Enoch obeyed me, let's get the second half of that. Okay, but Mother, give me Psalm 146, verse 4. And Brother McKay, come back to that again and give me that verse and give me the other half of that verse in Genesis 5:24. He said, Enoch walked with the Almighty. Okay, good. He said, but then in verse 8, we read in the book of 2nd Ezra, this man did not walk right. Okay, good. Then we find out my spirit would not always be with man in Genesis chapter 6. Find that out. And we found the spirit that would not be with him is my word. My word would not always be with this man. This man going to find a way to violate my word. And now, by violating my word, a mother, and 146 verse 4, help those see out there, mother and son. What it say? 146 verse 4.
Psalms 146 verse 4. His breath goes forth. He returneth to his earth, and the very day his thoughts perish.
If your breath go forward, that means your shell returns back to the... When you disobey or disobedient this man, this body you see is going back where it came from. But that breath goes forward. It returns to... The breath goes forward. This body returned back to the ground. So what happened with this breath? 12 verse 7, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, in the book called Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7, what happened with this breath? So when you violate Yahweh, all they do is take the breath out you. Then what do you do with it? You let that old shell go back to where it came from, the dust of the ground. But what do Yahweh do with that breath? Once you say, oh, my loved one gave up their final breath. What happened in 12 verse 7, Mahi? What happened that we can read 12 verse 7?
Okay.
We clean it. And what can we see?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7 reads. Then shall the dust return. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto Yahweh who gave it.
See you? So Yahweh put that old breath, that same old person, that breath, he put it right back in his hand. Sit back and sit on it. And he waits. See, remember. Do you understand what Yahweh is, the breath, that spirit that no strive with man? Do you know what Yahweh is? What is Yahweh that we can read in 4:24, Mother E? See, what don't die, see, you at these spirits doing all this crying is But do you understand the breath and the spirit return back to Yahweh? Why so? Do you know when you precept your Bible, it'll tell you that? So you don't never get excited when these things happen to you because you word up. And we found out from Mother E in Micah 3:1, is it not for you to know judgment, Israel? The children of Israel, the Israelites? So you supposed to know these things. This is what you comfort your peoples with. Because Yahweh is a what that we can read, Mother E, in 4:24 of St. John. What can we read, Mother E?
Okay. St. John chapter, verse 24, read. Yahweh is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yahweh is what? What is Yahweh, mother?
Yahweh is a spirit.
So you can't kill no spirit. So that look, that breath that he give you and take it away is a spirit form. That returns to your mighty one. And he places wherever he wants to. He'll place some in the hand of Tartarus, and he also places it in the hand of himself. He got all the power to do what he want to do. So remember one thing. Don't get excited when somebody gave up the breath because they either in the hands of Yahweh or in the hand of Tartarus. Did he have it in his hand? The spirit. Because Yahweh is a spirit. The spirit don't die. The spirit don't die. That last breath that you gave returned back to Yahweh. It do not die. The shell of a body dies. It goes back to the dust way, but the breath of life returned back to the man that made you. And he had it in his hand. So don't get excited all the time. See, once you understand the word of Yahweh, why you won't get excited so much? Now, coming back to the second part of Genesis 5:24. Now, what's the second part of this thing here? What did it say that young lion? What's the second part of it? Now, we'll talk to that now. In grand style. Look at them. What's that WCC? Thank you, Seer. Oh, well, that's okay. So, the bottom line is, our job, we know whatever subject matter it is, he gave it to us. And that's why it's so important for you 12 in every camp to come together and just talk for 1 hour. And you'd be surprised what you'll hear out of that 1 hour. Just like they've been waiting on 3 days to answer this question about Enoch walk with Yahweh. Okay, good. Now we know, now you know what it means now. It's to be all clear on what it means. Either can back up the scriptures. Can I give a hallelujah Yahweh on that?
Hallelujah.
All right.
See that? Because it's going to come up again. We got the scriptures. We got the black book. We got the network. Rehearse these things. It's going to come up again. Now, it's two parts to this verse right here. We got the part that Enoch walked with Yahweh. And when you walk with Yahweh, what's the second part of that verse? Come on, that young line. What's the second part of that verse mean? Read it.
The book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24. And he was not, for Yahweh took him.
Uh-oh. Now, you see that? Now, what we're going to do with that? Now, what that mean? And Yahweh took him. You see that? The only one going to be able to answer this is the sixth amount of council boys filled with true Israelite. By him walking with Yahweh. Right? That means he kept what Yahweh had written. Then what did Yahweh do again according to that verse? What did Yahweh do?
Took him.
And he was not, for Yahweh took him.
And he was not. He was not. See that? And he was not. Now, what's that supposed to mean? And he was not because Yahweh took him. See that? See that? Now, look at that. Look what you're working with. You see so much in that verse. He was not, and Yahweh took him. What that supposed to mean? You can't talk your way out of it. See, you got to book your way out of it. Let's run to the book called Second Book of Enoch, that young lion. Let's come out with the second book. And he was not, and he was taken. He was not, and he was taken. What's that supposed to mean? See, remember, opinions is just like re-in. Everybody can get in on that. But the game changer is when you fix them on accounts, ask the the students that stand before you what that supposed to mean and let them bump their gums. And you already know what's written by going to the second book of Enoch 22:1-9. Let's see if we tie that in and what's going on. Let's see if we tie it in just by reading, which is the greatest piece of understanding and the power of Yahweh's word, because he made it, hey, Mother D of Israel, he made it plain in Zechariah 4:6, he made it plain. What he said plainly, Mother, in Zechariah 4:6. What can we read?
All right. Zechariah chapter 4:6 reads, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, Spirit, says Yahweh Host.
Read that again.
Zechariah chapter 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says Yahweh Host.
So this battle is not going to be won by those that have might. It's not going to be won by those that have that can jump high. How is the victory is going to be passed out, Mother? How is this going to happen? Remember we read in Proverbs 1:2-3. So it's not going to be by spirit. And the precept of spirit is going to be resolved by what, according to Proverbs 1:2-3? We already read the verse.
Yeah.
A little bit louder, Mother.
It said, but by my spirit, my word.
We know it said, but by my spirit. But we already read Proverbs 1:2-3, and we found out that spirit is what?
The word.
That's how this thing gonna be. We're not worried about your militaries. We're not worried about all your flying jets and how you can bomb. It ain't gonna be won by that. It's gonna be, this thing gonna go down by his word. See, this is how it's gonna happen. See, we got to know this. As long as you watch that one-eyed Satan, you're gonna look at the powers to be through their military and all the ways that they can surveil you with all the instruments they have. But it ain't gonna go out. It ain't gonna go down like that. It's gonna go down through his word. So that's why Enoch done what? And was not, and was taken. Proverbs 4:4, Mother D of Israel. See, you have to know how to rehearse the righteous act, make it plain on whatever subject matter it is, on the drop of a hat, or the drop of a coin. Proverbs 4:4, what did it say, Mother D of Israel? Proverbs 4:4.
All right. Proverbs chapter 4:4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine mind retain my words, keep my Torah instructions and live.
Oh! So when Enoch was not, that means Enoch done what, Mother, according to 4:4? See, we make the brains get right. See, this is what I mean by y'all get these brains right. See, the brains right. Enoch walked with Yahweh and was not, because he took him. According to verse 4, verse 4, what's going on there, Mother, Mother D of Israel? And Mother,
he kept the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
And he did what? According to verse 4, Proverbs 4, 4, and he done what by doing it?
He retained his word.
Excellent, Mother. Excellent, Mother Z, and he lived. Excellent. Excellent, Mother Z. I heard you real, and he lived. Excellent. He kept the Torah instruction, and he lived. Is that what we're reading, verse 4? Read again, there, Mother D of Israel. Excellent, Mother Z. Verse 4 again. Let's see if we get the word called, keep my commandments, and come on.
Wait a minute, I had chapter. Oh, my goodness.
Now, you put, now, Mother, remember, you put a mark in there, you put it right back to it.
I got a mark there, but I have went to another page. I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 4,
you
verse 4.
Verse. Yeah.
Proverbs 4, verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine mind retain my word, keep my Torah instruction, and live.
So Enoch walked with Yahweh and was not, and he was taken. What did Enoch do? He kept the Torah, the commandments of Yahweh, and lived. And Yahweh taking him. See that? So you see what's all going on in 524. You see all the big dignitaries of the Roman Catholic Church with Big Timothy Dolan, the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, they, but now they know. But who? Voices of the true Israelite. We read in 3 verse 1 of Michael, it's not for you, no judgment? Yeah, Israel. So we know these things. And now once we give it to you, it's up to you to know what said, hey, Mother D.F. Israel. When we read 2 Timothy 3, verse 3, verse 14, what it say in 3:14? 2 Timothy 3:14. What it say that, Mother D.F. Israel?
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. That's what you said, verse 14.
Yeah, that's what we said.
All right, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. But continue you in the things which thou hast learned, and haste, being assured of knowledge of whom thou hast learned them.
Well, you know, you ain't got to say boss those two is right. It's up to y'all. Y'all can take credit for it. But he's telling you, at least continue in it. Well, you know, a lot of them ain't going to say, they're going to say they already knew this already. We understand that. But we understand that you didn't know it. But that's why, you know, that's why things get away from you. Because you don't want to give credit. But it's up to you. We don't care about it anyway. Our job is to give you the truth of the Bible. But I'm glad that y'all continue and we learn this work from the six anointed camps of Voices of the True Israelite, because we know. We've been ordained to know any parts of this book, we know. So, and you're supposed to tell where you learned it from. But a lot of them catch amnesia. You got a bunch of them catch amnesia, but that's up to you. Our job is to give it to you. Now I'm going back to Young Lion, and we're getting the bottom part of that. Enoch was taken. He was not, because he kept the Torah instruction. And he was taken. He was taken well. See, now this was Christianity get in. They are having taken well. Now, worldly, we know what you're going to say he was taken well. But we better take a little peep at it and see what we can come up with that we can read. Hey, young man, what it says in the second book of Adam and Eve 22:1-9, come on.
The book of Enoch, chapter 22, verses 1 down to 9. The book of Enoch, chapter 22, verse 1 reads, On the tenth heaven, which is called Arvah, I saw the appearance of the Yahuwah's face, like iron made to glow in fire, and to shine forth and cast it out, emitting sparks, and it burned. Verse 2. In a moment of eternity, I saw Yahuwah's face. But Yahuwah's face is indescribable, marvelous, and very amazing, and very, very terrible. Verse 3. And who am
Hold
I?
That point. Hold that point. Hold that point, young lion. So you see, now the ones, you know, I understand what you're doing, but see, you let your zeal get in the way. See, they'll say something with they charts out there and their pictures of this man, but Enoch is letting you know that when you join this man's face, you know, and coming up with what you think his face looked like, Enoch mm-hmm. is telling you in verse something. You see, we watch the best of them. They put their signs out and they say, this is him. Well, it's not really him. But he more like this than anything else. I mean, I know where you're going, but I'm trying to tell you, all we got to do is do Yahuwah's business, and Yahuwah will intervene. But Enoch is saying what that we can read in 22, verse 2. What did Enoch say? You know, the eyewitness, what did Enoch say in 22, verse 2? What did he say? Come on.
Book of Enoch, chapter 22, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, in a moment of eternity, I saw the Yahuwah's face. But the Yahuwah's face is indescribable, marvelous, and very amazing, and very, very terrible.
He hit the man saying, so all this what y'all, you know, I understand what you're doing, but I'm saying, if you want to get Yahuwah to intervene, you have to come clean. Now, the eyewitness say, "Is no artist can come up with a picture because it's indescribable. You can't come up with nothing. We already know what the book is saying, and all of a sudden come up with something, act something. See, you can't counteract anything. Just find a word of your mouth. We know they got Caesar Borgia picture there, so you counteracting that. But you're not counteracting what Enoch's saying. Why don't you go over what Enoch's saying? See, you ain't got to counteract anything once you come to the knowledge of yourself. Eh? You ain't got to counteract anything. Just words. It'll speak volumes for itself. Read a little bit more there, young lion.
Okay.
Verse 3.
Second book of Enoch, chapter 22, verse 3 reads, and who am I to tell of Yahuwah's unspeakable being? And of his very wonderful face. I cannot tell the amount of his instruction and the variety of voices. The Yahuwah's throne is very great and not made with hands. And I cannot tell the number of those standing around him. There were troops of cherubim and seraphim, and they sang unceasingly. I'm not saying it right. Okay. I cannot tell of his unchanging beauty. Who shall tell of the unpronounceable greatness of his honor? Verse 4. And I fell prone and bowed down to Yahuwah. and the Yahweh with his lips said to me. Verse 5, have courage, Enoch. Do not fear. Arise and stand before my face into eternity. Stand before my face eternity. Verse 6, and the archangel Michael lifted me up and led me to the Yahweh's face. Verse 7, and the Yahweh said to his servants, testing them, let Enoch stand before my face into eternity. And the glorious ones bowed down to Yahweh and said, let Enoch go according to your word. Hallelujah. Verse 8, and the Yahweh said to Michael, go and take Enoch and remove his earthly garments, and anoint him with my sweet ointment, and put him into the garments of my honor. Verse 9, and Michael did as Yahweh told him. He anointed me and dressed me, and the appearance of that ornament is more than the great light, and his ornament is like a sweet dew, and his smell mild, shining like the sun's ray. And I looked at myself, and I was transformed into one of his glorious ones.
That's the part which I get. You see, all this good writing is in this book. It ain't a more mystery. That's what the series is about. Unlocking the biblical mystery the deep dark says according to the Bible. See, we know what that means about he was not and he was taken. So we know he was not because Yahweh translated. He told them big dignitaries to put on him that stuff that live forever and dress him up in the garments of live forever garments and, you know, and all that old good stuff. Let's say I'll be back here when you read Enoch chapter 1, verse 1. Is I'll be back here in time not to intervene on anything, but he told me I'll be back in time to watch this thing unfold. Because Yahweh translated him, and he was not. See, that's right. But see, now, you still got what he is. Now, see that. See, now, we on some again. Anytime your mind try to figure out what he is, you got to look at the Bible and say what he is. See, you got to be clear about this. Because if something is written in St. John, where the mystery part come in at, St. John 3:13. See, this is how you pull out verses. I mean, you mean y'all can't get old Seer 1 hour? I mean, you gotta step up and do some books. Because in that 1 hour, be able to hear something that you heard. Look what he says, St. John 3:13 there, young man. Now, is it a contradictory? What's going on here? 3:13, what it say, we can read. St. John 3:13, what it say?
The book of St. John. I got to make a note of that myself. Hallelujah. What? In the book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 13. Verse 13 reads, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
No man ascended up to heaven. So you see how you could just, this book right here, and you know the elder always say, how can y'all get so much out of one book? You see, no man is in the heaven. This is how you make the Bible stay excited and the Bible stay alive to you. Because first of all, you got to understand the pattern that you must be in for this to work with you. There's a pattern you got to be in that to work with Yahweh to work with you. Okay, I'll give you a case in point. We'll give you a case in point on a pattern that you must be in for Yahweh to come and Mother Eve. Give me 3:11 of Revelation and skip down to verse 20. Tell me out there, hey, mother, you have to go see it out. What can we read in 3 verse 20 of Revelation? Can you have to go see it out, mother?
3 verse 20. You don't want to
see it out. Well, okay. How about 11? Give me 11. Yeah, give me 11 to skip down to verse 20. I thought we said 11. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, give me 3:11 to skip down to verse 20. Excellent, mother.
The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 11 and verse 20. Verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast with thy hands, that no man take thy crown. Verse 20.
See,
behold.
But hold that part, mother. Hold that. See, do you know you let man take your crown away from you?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, if anything is important, the Bible has to support it. Whatever you say to anybody, the Bible must support what you're saying. Because what's going to stand is the Bible. So remember what you're saying. Make sure the Bible support what you're saying. To make sure your walk is with Yahweh. And he ain't skipping and scopping with you. How you walk with Yahweh, that means you follow what he got written in his book. And you will be Enoch. You'll be Enoch Junior if you follow this book. But what did you do, mother? Come on. Now give me verse 20.
Verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will fuck with him. And he will, and he with me.
He said, I stand at the door of your mind. You know, they had a record out a long time ago, check out your mind. He said, I stand at the door of your mind. And if you let me come in, I will suck with you. He said, I will work with you. I will send somebody to help you. But you got to let me come in. I'm not going to blackjack you on one Thursday afternoon when you're trying to catch the subway and beat you to this thing. No. Just let me come in. And I'll suck with you. Now, what you got to do to receive some Yahweh that we can read? You want to know? Okay. Let's, young mind, let's go to that Jubilee chapter 18, verse 1, 6, and 3. Then go to Genesis chapter 3, 1 down to verse 3. And Mother E, give me 1 Samuel chapter 3, 1 through 6, and Mother Deb, have me 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8-16, then go right in 2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 12. Now look at that. Now let's see what y'all going to do. Then after that, we're going to turn on to our elder and to Mother Z. So you see what we just said? Now let's see what you do. See, you don't have no time to be looking around seeing what's going on. It's a point we gotta make. We ain't got time to be lying. I try to keep up with outside of Yahweh's understanding with all this left on the table. Now, all of what I just said, now let's see what happens. Who on the clock? Come on. Come on, young lion.
Okay, I got Jubilee chapter 18. You said verse 1, 6, and the last one was what?
13.
Okay, I put out 3. Okay, 13. Got it. All right, the book of Jubilee, chapter 18,
hold on, and then you're going well.
Going to Jasher, chapter 6, verses 1 down to 3.
How about Jasher, chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3 on page 10? How about that?
Okay.
How about page 10 of Joshua 3:1-3, and how about page 74 of the book of Jubilees, chapter 18, verse 1, 6, and 3? And I know Mother Lee already said, I'm waiting. I got my 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1-6 waiting. And Mother D.F. Israel already said, I'm going to pick it at verse 8 and 16. And then I'm going right into 2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 1-2. And after that, we're going to be hearing our elder and Mother Z. How about that?
Okay. The book of Jubilee, chapter...
How about that?
Hallelujah, what?
Well, I'm hearing crickets. Well, I'm hearing crickets.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 18, verse 1, 6, and verse 13. Verse 1, read.
Read.
Yahweh said to him, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, behold, here am I. Verse 6.
Hey, hey, so, said, hey, what did Abraham say?
Here am I.
You see what the man is saying? This is your grandfather. So when Yahweh is to come in and sup with you, you got to put down all that stuff that's on your mind. And when you hear Yahweh speak to you, then here go your respond to say, here am I. Here am I. That means you can get your attention to your Yahweh. You know how y'all, this opposite what you see, you get to see your, no, never mind. You got to get this man to say, here am I. Then Yahweh will sup with you. Okay? But you keep on paying the sale, no, never mind. Why you keep doing that? Verse 6 and 13, come on.
Verse 6, read. And Isaac said to his father, Father, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said unto him, behold, the fire and the knife and the wood. But where is the sheep for the burnt offering, Father? Verse 13. Abraham called that place Yahweh had seen. So that it is said in the mount that Yahweh had seen, that is Mount Zion.
Oh, you trying to tell me that Mount Zion, it was even before that word was around, even before Abraham. That was Mount Zion. So Mount Zion is what David came in and knocked fire to Mount Zion and became Mount David. Zion's been there back there long. It was back in Abraham's day. He was over there on Mount Zion. And then was them old Canaanite peoples. They had that Mount Zion and Jerusalem way back there in his man's days. So how you so locked in with this Jerusalem and Zion thing? Did you know Abraham knew about it? That's where it all went down there on Mount Zion. Mount Zion. They sent David over there to jump Mount Zion. They told David, you ain't coming up here. And David said, ain't y'all in the wheelchair and everything else? Y'all lame and everything? He said, yeah. I'm going to send Big Joab up there and push y'all off the cliff, even in your wheelchair, off of Mount Zion. And David took over Mount Zion and became the city of David, Mount Zion. So when you see the word Zion, it's beautiful David. David was from the tribe of Judah. Huh?
Yeah, well.
Then later on, that word Judah became the Jew and became Jewish. See what they did? They done ran you all the way into a ditch now. Now you got to go and report yourself and bow down to Jewish that come from the Jew, talking about the tribe of Judah and all that kind of stuff. See, the word going to take care of the business, but y'all got to do right. See, y'all got to do right. Y'all ain't going to come suck with y'all until y'all do right. You got to say, here am I. Well, yeah, you in the room, 2640, of Matthew, all 12, popping the shoulders, and you both say, here am I. Everybody say, here am I. And somebody come to the microphone and say something. Talk. mean you line up with this Bible? You see, you won't see you, and then he probably fix your tongue where you'll be gonna be amazed, and you'll be a storm machine when it come down to Yahshua's word. Once you do right. All right, good enough. Enough of that. Go to Jasper 3:1, 2, and 3. Ken, what it say?
We're going over to the book of Jasper. We're going to read chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and verse 3. Book of Jasper, chapter 3, verse 1, read. And Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat Methuselah. Mm-hmm. And Enoch walked with Yahuwah in the Torah structure after having begot Methuselah. And he served Yahuwah and despised the evil ways of men. Verse 2. And the soul of Enoch was wrapped up in the instructions of Yahuwah, and knowledge, and in understanding, and he wisely retired from the sons of men, in secret, and secreted himself from them for many days. Verse 3, and it was at the expiration of many years, while he was serving Yahuwah and praying before him in his house, that an ministering spirit of Yahuwah called to him from heaven, and he said, here am I.
Ain't that? Did you hear the man?
Hallelujah.
Happy on my that. Why y'all can't get happy on that good stuff right there?
Hallelujah.
You hear the man saying? You see everything right here.
Hallelujah.
I mean, how can you run out of all this? Hey, Mother Z, you hear what the man is saying, Mother Z? Look at all this right here. That's why he was taken, because he know how to be in position to receive the word of Yahuwah, and when the word of Yahuwah came to him, what did he say again? Y'all mind?
Here am I.
Ain't that something? You see what's going on here? Y'all see, this is, here goes your foundation. So you got to get in position where you able to receive Yahuwah. And when you start, you know, when you start working with you, folks say, here am I. Oh, y'all got it now. Here am I. Then Yahuwah gonna come something with you. See, everything falls in line when you find out what they did. Now you do it. Come on, that Mother E. What that 1 Samuel chapter 3, 1 through 6 saying? What you saying, that Mother E? 1
Samuel chapter 6. Verse 1, 2, 3. Verse 7,
how about chapter
3?
How about
verse
chapter
7,
3,
chapter
1 through 6?
Yeah, I got you. Verse 7, chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. Verse 7, chapter 3, verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Yahuwah before Eli. And the word of the Yahuwah was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Verse 2. And it came to pass at that time.
Hey, hold on, mother. Hey, hold on, my duty man. So around that day, the words, they were slim, boy. It was like a famine going on. The word was slim in that day. Because, see, Yahuwah didn't have like he got now. He got his man on the table right now. The word was slim, mother. It was like a famine going on. He said that word was pretty slim back in them days around this, you know, because Eli, you know, he cared to his sons, and he pleaded with his sons, son, why don't y'all do right? And he didn't take the Bible away, although Yahuwah came to Eli and told him 2-3 times, check your boys out of order, you see. And he don't go to his boys and start plead with his son. You can't plead with, come down to Yahuwah's word. Ain't no plea. What did Yahuwah say? That's the end of it. That's how you got ones that's around you. What do Yahuwah say? If you want Yahuwah to be in, I'm not pleading with you on what Yahuwah is saying. That's the spirit of Eli. When you read the story of Eli, that what got him cut off.
Mm-hmm.
When Yahuwah tell you, I'm at the end of it. That's all we trying to tell you. See, if we get this spirit, Yahuwah going to intervene. If you continue with this word and spirit you got, letting your family, your sons, your daughters get you all disembobulated, you lose. This is what Eli did. He lost. Yahweh killed his boys, then killed him. And he was raising Samuel for them days. As soon as he killed him, old Samuel was already been prepared. See that? Mm-hmm. Let's see what Samuel did. Read a little bit. Let's read a little bit more about Samuel.
1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2. And it comes to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes then began to wax dim, that he could not see. Verse 3. And the ear, the Lamb of Yahweh, the Lamb of Yahweh was out in the temple of the Yahweh, where the ark of Yahweh was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. Verse 4.
The lamp. That was a lamp. Hey, Marie, that was a lamp. You know that lamp they had back there, that little oil in it? You put a little oil in the lamp. That's some oil lamp.
The lamp. Okay, verse 4. You mean go back and read that again?
You all good. You all good.
Okay.
Come on, verse 4.
That's
it. The lamp. Hold on, don't see it get in there. So the lamp went out. So darkness was all around the place. The lamp had them went out. So they unfold the lamp out. All of a sudden, old Yahweh was laying back in the cup. He was waiting till the lamp go out. And what happened in verse 4?
Verse 4, that the Yahweh called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." Verse 5, and he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I call not. Lie down again." And he went and lied down. Verse 6, and the Yahweh called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thus did he call me." And he answered, "I call not, my son. Lie down again."
Now hold on. You hear that? So you see, sometimes Yahweh, and you know how Yahweh call you today. Do you know how? Hey, Marie, how do Yahweh call you today in 2 Chronicles 26, verse 12? How do Yahweh call you today? So you see, Yahweh came at the darkest hour when the light was out. And he called to Samuel, and Samuel said, "Here am I." But he thought that was Eli calling him. See, Eli was the man of the hour at that time. He was the seer. So he knows he hearing something, that must be the seer talking. So now, in 2 Chronicles, can you go see out? What can we read, Mother, in 36, verse 12?
36 or 26?
36, verse 12. What can we read, Mother E, what can we read in 36, verse 12?
Okay. 2 Samuel, chapter 36, verse 12, read. 2 Samuel, chapter 36, verse 12. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of the Yahweh.
So why did Samuel run over to, now anybody can answer the question, why did Samuel run over to Eli? What did he know? What did he know according to verse 12? So why he run straight to Eli? Why did he do that?
Because he knew Eli was the seer and Yahweh speak to his seer.
Hallelujah. So you see how much have God passed us See, they knew that now they don't have a clue what's going on. And but they right now you pay those seals on never mind. Read verse 22 there, mother. Verse 22.
Oh, you want 36:22?
Yes, ma'am.
2 Corinthians chapter 26, verse 32. 22.
36:22.
Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Yahweh spoke by the mouth of Jeremiah, might be.
That's good enough. That's good enough, mother. That's good enough. So when Cyrus came to be king and a king over the universe, who came to him and by who sent him? Jeremiah spoke by Yahweh's mouth to the king. You see? See, this is what we got to understand something. So just like we telling us what we got to do, and you look for somebody from space to tell you what you got to do. Mm-hmm. And no, they knew how it worked then, but we don't know how it works now. See? Now, come on, mother. Hey, mother, dear of Israel, what can we read in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8 and 16? What can we read, mother dear of Israel?
1 Samuel. Chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 16.
Yes.
Verse 8. And Yahweh called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that Yahweh had called the child. Verse 16. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here am I.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Samuel, see, everybody knew then what to do then. But we don't know now. That's why we all over the place. And they don't want to come clean. That's why it's a ministry that's supposed to know this. So happy Yahweh have picked this ministry. But the ministry is we got to do some things, and we got to get some hearing eyes by bumping shoulders for 1 hour and start building on that, on things that you have heard, and then Yahweh will come in and sup with you. We only can make these moves once we pay attention, but as long as you continue, don't have no fire on you and pay the seal, no never mind. See? We got to know who labor among you. And the only way you're going to find who labor among you, do you want to do Bible? Or do you want to do what you want to do? When we do Bible, Yahweh coming in. If we continue to do our own thing, he ain't coming in. Now, Ezra and Ezra, Ezris, all is the same guy. This is the same guy. Ezra guy, the same guy. In the 14th chapter, this is the same guy. Same guy you read about Nehemiah. They just spelled his name totally different. Ain't no two different people. And this Ezra, Ezra and 2nd Ezra 14, verse 1 and 2, before you read that, mother, this guy and 1st Ezra, Brother Micaiah 8, verse 3, let's show what kind of man this guy was.
Yes.
And 1st Ezra, out of the book called, missing book called Apocrypha, 8, verse 3, can you tell this national audience what kind of man we're getting ready to read? What kind of man was he?
Okay, we're going over to the book of 1st Ezra, chapter 8, verse number 3. Verse 3 reads, This Ezra the seer went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the law of
Moses. What kind of ready was he?
Very ready.
he was the man in Francis. This is what we got to get. See, we got to get better ready. But as long as you keep letting your mama, your auntie, your sister, your brother get you away from being here am I, you're not going to be baby ready. You're going to continue to be funneling all around. You got to get baby ready for this right here. And you got to stay in the field. No, never mind. See? The Bible's going to stand. We're going to tell you what the man is saying. And we're going to be able to read together. Because we want to see you baby ready. Now watch this. Now the same EZRA mother, D of Israel, getting ready to read. And second Ezra out of that red book 14, 1 and 2. Let's see what he was doing. Come on, mother.
Second Ezra chapter 14, verse 1 and 2. And it came to pass upon the third day I sat under an oak, and behold, there came a voice out of a bush over against me, and said, Ezra, Ezra, verse 2. And I said, here am I, Yahweh. And I stood up upon my feet.
Now what can we say? Have you noticed that every time you always put in a place where it's nobody to your left, nobody to your right, you got to get that moment of peace. But Yahweh ain't coming at you to you, and you in the middle of everybody pulling you from left to right. No. You got to get into the secret place of this Bible for Yahweh to suck with you. Huh? This is your thing to do. Now, Ezra the seer was up on the oak tree, just jacking his slacks. But that's what Yahweh wanted at. Then Yahweh can come to him. He said, man of the hour. He said, here am I. See, you got to put time out for your Yahweh. Don't let the world continue doing what you're doing. Now, keep that in your mind. So we got to look at this thing unfold. Matter of fact, I got to get a precept. Give me second Ezra. Chapter 16, then he came back and told you something in verse 73 down to verse 76. In the same Ezra, he going to tell you something. He said, here am I, right? And then when he got his instruction, he went to the people. And what did he say in the 16th chapter, verse number 73 to 76? Listen to this. I got to make a note of this.
Hallelujah. Well, the book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse 73 down to 76. The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 16, verse 73 reads, then shall they be known, who are my chosen, and they shall be tried as the gold in the fire. 74. Hear, O you my beloved, saith Yahweh. Behold, the days of trouble are at hand, but I will deliver you from the same. Verse 75. Be you not afraid, neither doubt, for Yahweh is your God. Verse 76. And the God of them who keep my law and my precepts, says Yahweh, let not your sins weigh you down, and let not your sins lift up themselves.
You hear the man saying? You hear the man saying? Don't let your sins keep weighing you down. Don't let it keep weighing you down. He said, he made it plain, Brother Micaiah. He making it plain in the fifth chapter of Amos 5:14. He making it plain what he said in 5:14. Now, I don't got nothing. Hey, Mother D up Israel, I don't got nervous now. I got to hear this from Amos 5:14 right away now. Look what the man is saying. He's talking. What he saying, 5:14 of Amos?
You're going over to the book of Amos, chapter 5. You're picking up at verse number 14. 14 reads, be good and not evil, that you may live.
And so the Yahuwah, the Yahuwah of hosts, shall be with you, as you have spoken.
Yeah, you gotta do good. You can't do that. You can't keep on dealing with this evil stuff. If you want Yahuwah to be with you, you got to do good. The man changes. Listen, all the seers talk the same way. You got to do good. Then Yahuwah with you. If you ain't doing good, Yahuwah is not with you. You rolling by chances. You got to do good for Yahuwah to be with you. So you know, regardless of this conversation you in, you ain't doing good for Yahuwah to be with you. You ain't keeping Sabbath day, you ain't keeping our feast days, not wearing no branches, you're not doing good. See? You're doing good. If you want Yahuwah to be with you, you got to do good. There's a there, Mother. So, Mother, you tell them grandbabies. Say, hey, grandbabies, y'all want to be good? Yeah. Okay. If you want Yahuwah to be with you, then this Amos 5:14, you got to apply it. That's simple as that. Stop telling them, you want to do good, just gotta apply. I got the WCC. You're mute. The elder ain't coming on. MUT. I got you. Well, how about letting Mother Z get in there? Because Mother Z says, look, see, I'm ready to go now. I heard enough. I wrote down enough. So we cleared that the elder don't have a comeback speech because he got a MUTE on him. I'm clear about that. We understand these things, but we're trying to tell you, see, right? We gotta break this book down and paint the picture. And we gotta be in a position to say, here am I. And you ain't gonna be long as you keep on letting worldly things, events keep on jugging you up, making you taking high blood pressure pills. I ain't studying you. No, you gotta get in the secret place and set time out. Because I wanna say, here am I. Only way you can say here am I, you got to find time for your Yahuwah. The fear is telling you, listen, create the room. Get in the room. Can you get a man 1 hour? Get a man 1 hour. That's what a man's saying. You don't know what. Get a man 1 hour. Because one day you're going to be on the clock. But if you ain't follow the rules and regulations, you follow your own mind. You're going to choke every time when something jump off because he's going to take it away from you. And you have you to stroke this book, right? Until you do what the man tell you to do. All right, Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z. Now, you heard enough now, Mother Z. And on the international side, it's over 700,000 strong, still packed, ready to hear some more. So now, Mother E. Mother Z. Y'all quite beat that C. Roy, Mother Z.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, see Israel, of all you see. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Mother Z. Now, I know you heard a whole lot. So now, what did the Almighty put on you to tell this national audience you on the clock? Come on.
Well, I'm going to read in the book of Psalms, chapter 90, and up over the scripture, up over this chapter, it reads, a prayer of Moses, the man of Yahuwah. And verse Psalms chapter 90, verse 1. Yahuwah, thus has been our dwelling place in all generations. Verse 2. Before the mountain was brought forth, or even the dove has formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thus are Yahuwah. Verse 3, thus turn man to destruction and said, return, ye children of man. Verse 4, for a thousand years in thy sight are
but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watchman in the night, verse 5, thus carried them away as with a flood, thus they are as a sleep in the morning, they are like grass which groweth up. Verse 6, in the morning it fades, it flushes and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. Verse 7, for we are consumed by things, anger, and by the wrath are we tossed.
Are we troubled?
Verse 8, thus have set our iniquity sin before thee. Our secret sin in the light of the continent. Verse 9, for all our days are passed away in the wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Verse 10, the days of our years are 80 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yea, it is their strength, labor, and sorrow, but it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Verse 11. Who knows the power of their anger, and anger even according to their fear, so is thy wrath. Verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we might apply our minds unto wisdom. And I'm going to stop it there and say, hallelujah, kwa. Hallelujah, kwa.
Hallelujah,
kwa.
Hallelujah, kwa. All right, there, Mosey. That was all about. We know why we do what we do, and we stand before Yahuwah and say, Yahuwah, I gave it all I had. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mother E, we know Enoch was taken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've seen Ezra done a whole lot of talk to EZRA man. Now, help those see out. And 8:19. Let's see what it says in 8 verse 19 of 2nd Ezra. We want to take a look at Ezra.
2nd Ezra.
So look at what it's, 8 verse 19 and 14 verse 9 in the closing statement. Same book. Give me 2nd Ezra chapter 8 verse 19 and slide right down. Right down that mosaic. 14 verse 9, back to back, and the closing statement come out.
2nd Ezra 8, verse 19. 9.
Oh, boy.
2nd Ezra 8.
And 14. Eight. Yeah. 8 verse 19. Then write down a mosaic. Make sure 14 verse 9 come next. Point at it now. Now go to 14 verse 9 after you get this out the way. Come on. And a closing statement. Come on.
2nd Ezra chapter 8 verse 9.
Now, when she heard the evil words of the people against the governor, that they fainted for lack of water, for Judas had heard
Hey, Mother Eve, what you read? You reading 2 Ezra out that red book, chapter 8, verse 19? Huh?
Look at this. No, I'm reading something, yeah. 2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 9. Okay.
What's that, Mother? You see, I'm reading something else, huh? That's all right. What's it all about? That's what it's all about. What it says in that 2 Ezra, in chapter 8, verse 19, what it say?
2 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 19. Therefore, hear my voice and understand my words, and I shall speak before thee. This is the beginning of the words of Ezra. Before he was taken up, and I said, okay,
so, Ezra was taken up. These are the end of the word before he was taken up. You hear that? So you see, now, wait a minute. We read that in St. John 3:13, ain't no man went to heaven. But now we found out even Ezra was taken up. Verse 9.
2 Ezra chapter 14, verse 9. For thus shall be taken away from all, and from henceforth thou shalt remain with my throne and with such as be like thee until the time be ended.
That's big talk with them. Now that's big talk. Now Ezra gonna be with such a one as him and with my son until the time of the end. That's big talk there. So who else that was with where Ezra at that we clear it was Enoch. So Ezra is with Enoch.
Wow.
And Enoch and Ezra with his son. Until when, Mother? Until when,
the
Mother?
End. To the end.
To the end. Until the end. Y'all hear the man? Y'all hear what's going on? So Ezra is with Enoch. And Enoch and Ezra is with the son until how long, Mother?
To the end.
They're watching this thing. So you see what's going on? I mean, listen, y'all got a whole lot to be getting at. I mean, come on, man. It's a whole lot of stuff to get at that haven't been got at. We got to get this out in the wind. Ezra and Enoch is tied to the hip as we speak right now with the son of Yahuwah until the end. All right, Mother, we're going to leave it right there with a closed statement. Put your closed statement behind that ears. Come on.
Oh, okay. Just thanking and praising Yahuwah for the class. Thank you, praising Yahuwah for being in the class. Just thanking and praising Yahuwah for world class that we can listen and understand the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you see, we got a lot to be dealing with. Hey, Mother D up Israel, we got a lot to deal with. We might want to talk about Ezra a little bit more. What it said we can read in 2 Ezra 12, verse number 32, to 34, and 36 to 38 in the closing statement. Help me out there. Hey, Mother D up Israel, what do 2 Ezra chapter 12 say in verse 32 to 34 and 36 to 38? Help the whole city out. Let's see what that say.
32 to 34.
They didn't want the sinner to just all of a sudden get stuck on no never mind. They understood these things then, but we don't understand these things now. But it's our job is to bring back out the book. Now go to verse 45. Come on. What is saying 45?
45.
Listen to this.
For we are not better than they that died there. And they wept with a loud voice. Then answered I them and said, 46, be of a good comfort, O Israel, and be not heavy, thou family of Israel. 47, for the highest have you in remembrance, and the mighty has not forgotten you in temptation. 48, as for me, I had not forsaken you, neither am I departed from you, but am come unto this place to pray for the desolation of Judah, and that I might seek mercy for the low estate of your temple.
Ain't that something? You hear the man is saying? The man trying to get you courage, and that would be the same thing we're trying to tell you. Listen, see, Ray, they prayed for us, but y'all got to spend some on now. Listen, you hear the man is saying? He said, look, y'all, I'm joining what the man's saying. This is how you got in it. This is how you get out of it. But some things you got to do. That's all the man trying to tell you. It's some things you got to do. Now, and that's why the seer be having, he don't let y'all see it, but he having two handkerchiefs. He has to wipe his eyes on you because he sees what you're putting yourself into, and he's trying to tell you, here's the way out of it. But you're not paying no fear, no never mind. See? So they knew to get to where they got to get to then what they had to do. They had to tell old seer now, give me 9:27 of the book of Samuel there. Mother D.F. Israel. Give me 9:27. 1 Samuel.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you, hold that up, Mother. Hold that up. We just go to the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's get the foundation of it. 27th chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 1, 7 through 11 and 17. Let's get this way.
Deuteronomy
27,
yeah.
Verse 1. Mm-hmm. Get down to 7 through 11. Let's go at it another way.
Deuteronomy 27, verse 1 and 7 through 11. Verse 1. And Moses with the elders. Huh?
And 17.
Verse 1. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instruction which I command you this day. Verse 7. And thou shalt offer peace offerings and shall eat there and rejoice before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 8, and thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this Torah instruction very plainly. Verse 9, and Moses and the priests, the Levites, spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Verse 10. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, and do his Torah instructions and his statutes which I command you this day. Verse 11. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, verse 17, cursed be he that removed his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Move anybody's landmark and you don't follow all the rules, you're upon the curse. If you're not going to follow the man's hand, regardless how much you get angry and the curse. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 11, 3 down to verse 8. What it says in Jeremiah 11, 3 down to verse 8. See, listen, we got to tell our love. I don't care how much you're skidding and grinning. If you ain't keeping the Torah instruction, you up on the curse. I don't care who you are. If you're not keeping the Torah instruction, you up on the curse. Jeremiah chapter 11, 3 down to verse 8. Mother D, help Israel. Come on.
Jeremiah chapter 11, verses 3 to 8, verse 3. And say thou unto them, thus saith Yahweh of Israel, cursed be the man that obey not the words of this covenant. Verse 4, which I command your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you, so shall you be my people, and I will be your Yahweh. Verse 5, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey as it is this day. Then answer I and said, so be it, O Yahweh. Verse 6, then Yahweh said unto me, proclaim all these words in the city of Judah and in the streets of Israel, saying, hear you the words of this covenant and do them. Verse 7, for a earnest protect unto your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and protesting, saying, obey my voice. Verse 8, yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their evil mind. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but they did them not.
Go to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 4 and 9. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 4, 9, and 10, and we'll leave it right there. Mm-hmm. So you see, he all came in the body to tell you, to rehearse these things to you. Do what the man say. Listen, what's more value to you? Is he going to continue to do what you want to do, or you going to do what the man tell you to do? Hebrews chapter 7, verse 4, 9, and 10. That's it, Mom, after that.
Hebrews chapter 4, chapter 7, verse 4, 9, and 10, verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoil. Verse 9. And as I may so say, Levi also, whom received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. Verse 10. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
Yes.
Melchizedek, Yahweh's son, met him. And they all was reminded to pay your tithes. He was reminded to do that. If you want the blessing of Yahweh, do what man got written in the Bible. Give me one more verse. Give me one more verse. Give me Joshua 6, 9.
Joshua 6, verse 9. Okay. Joshua chapter 6. Joshua, chapter 6, verse 9. And my paper is different. Joshua, chapter 6, verse 9.
Okay.
Joshua, chapter 6, verse 9 reads, And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpet, and the reward came after the ox, the priest going on and blowing with the trumpet.
Verse 19.
Joshua chapter 6, verse 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto Yahweh. They shall come into the treasury of Yahweh.
Did we say much? They blew the trumpet. You hear the trumpet. Do Yahweh's business and receive the blessing. All over the world, do Yahweh say and get your blessing. If you continue doing what you want to do, you're going to lose. But if you come back to Yahweh as it's written, you in business. That's it. Then Yahweh is going to be with you. As long as we continue to not get this man this 1 hour, give him all the understanding, do what the man say, what he tell you to do, and receive the blessings of Yahweh. If you don't want to wear no fringes, you don't want to keep no Sabbath day, you don't want to keep no fit, no, you want no holiday, no feast days, you want to do everything contrary to Yahweh. You're not making a Bible decision. You're going to lose. He's going to call you to the carpet and say, listen, you didn't do what I tell you to. You done what you want to do. And it's going to cost you. He always got a voice in every generation. You hear the voice of the seer that's speaking from the mouth of Yahweh through his say to his book. Come back to this Bible. Get in one room. Talk for 1 hour. The blessing is waiting when you do so. What's that, WCC? Keep talking. We ain't going to cut you off. Well, I'm through talking. I don't want to talk no more. Y'all don't got happy too, huh? Well, the whole world going to get happy sooner or later. But we do talking for this, and we come back on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Special edition call Thursday evening. See, when you're talking good, even your enemies will tell you, keep talking and knowing the broadcast on past the 3 hours. But the point we're making, see, right here, want the blessing of Yahweh, it starts with you. We do the Bible. For the mothers, for the elders, for all the young lines, I'm going to say, Yahweh, I'll be with you. I don't talk enough for tape number 19, and we catch you all on tape 20 tomorrow. If you talk to WCC, that's enough. So Yahweh, I'll be with you all. How about it, mothers? Yahweh, I bless you there, mothers.
Yahweh, I'll be with you.
Hallelujah, bro. All right, that's good enough. That's good enough. We through with it.
You ain't letting me do my clothes.
Well, come on. Well, Go ahead.
All right. I want to read Baruch chapter 4, verses 1 to 5, if I can get there. Okay. This is the book of the Torah instruction of Yahweh, and the Torah that endures forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Verse 2. Turn you, O Israel, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that thou mayest be illuminated. Verse 3. Give not thine honor to others.